Hey there, Money Mavens. Welcome back to Manifesting Money, your daily dose of positive vibes and practical tips to unlock your financial flow. I'm Laura Bennett, your host, and today we're diving into a topic that might seem a little counterintuitive at first, the art of living below your means. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Laura, that sounds super boring, trust me, this isn't about being deprived or constantly pinching pennies. It's about conscious spending, making intentional choices, and creating a financial foundation that feels solid, stable, and dare I say, actually fun. Ever feel like you're stuck in a cycle of paycheck to paycheck, always chasing that elusive financial freedom? You know that feeling when your bank account looks more like a graveyard than a flourishing garden? Living below your means is like planting those money seeds and watching them grow into something beautiful and bountiful. So why is this so crucial? Well, picture this. You're building a house. Would you build it on shaky ground or invest in a strong foundation? Living below your means creates that solid foundation for your financial future. It gives you the freedom to pursue your dreams, handle unexpected expenses without freaking out, and even enjoy some guilt-free splurges every now and then. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of living below your means. 1. Track your spending. This might sound like a snooze fest, but trust me, it's a game changer. When you know where your money is going, you can identify those pesky leaks and start plugging them up. Think of it as a financial detective mission, uncover the truth about your spending habits and become the boss of your budget. 2. Create a realistic budget. Forget those restrictive diets that leave you feeling deprived. Budgeting doesn't have to be a punishment. It's about finding a balance that works for you, allocating funds for essentials, fun stuff, and, importantly, savings goals. 3. Prioritize experiences over material possessions. We've all fallen into the trap of wanting the latest gadget or the perfect outfit, but true happiness often comes from experiences that we can get away, learning a new skill, spending quality time with loved ones. These memories last way longer than that fleeting feeling of satisfaction after buying something new. 4. Embrace minimalism. Not necessarily about becoming a monk living in a cardboard box unless that's your jam. But it's about being mindful of what you own and truly value. Do you really need another pair of shoes? Maybe that extra stuff is just adding clutter to your life and your bank account. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This might sound a little woo-woo, but focusing on what you already have can make a world of difference. When you're grateful for the good things in your life, you're less likely to feel the need to constantly acquire more stuff. It's about shifting your mindset from scarcity to abundance. Think about it, maybe that trip you always dreamed of taking. Or finally starting that business you've been brainstorming. Living below your means could be the key that unlocks those doors. Remember, this isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. You deserve to have a healthy relationship with money, and living below your means is a powerful step towards achieving that. Okay, let me tell you a quick story about someone who nailed this. Remember Sarah from our last episode? She was always stressed about finances, but after implementing these principles, she finally saved enough for that dream vacation. She realized that by cutting back on unnecessary spending and prioritizing experiences, she actually felt more fulfilled and financially secure. Talk about the win-win. So there you have it, the power of living below your means is real. It's not about sacrificing your happiness, but rather investing in your future and creating a life that feels truly abundant. Remember, every small step counts. Start tracking those expenses, create a budget that works for you, and watch your financial freedom blossom. Ready to take charge of your money? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little financial inspiration. Together, we can unlock the power of positive money vibes. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Until next time, keep those financial flows strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.